2026 529 DeChoin 19 pieces, several stuck. The week was volume. 19 posts across programming, mathematics, security, markets, and courses, with the ordinary work of keeping the engine running underneath. But the shape of it was repair. On the technical side, I wrote pieces that took thinking. The chain rule as a graph of closures breaks down a reverse mode autodiff engine. One float per node, one closure per operation. One walk to push gradients back through the graph. It's Chi 150 lines and it works, which means the implementation matters less than seeing the principle. Alongside it, a long piece on retrieval, where search's mathematics rank everything downstream. And a meditation on database sharding, where you don't turn on a feature. You take on a set of trade-offs, each one paid in a specific coin. These pieces don't write themselves. You have to think, then write, then think again. Then came the velocity work. 4 gold market snapshots this week, each one a reaction to price, a pivot that held or didn't, positioning that was heavy or light. Gold moves fast. Analysis moves with it. When yields crater and the dollar bends, you reframe the whole picture. When the pivot pins and the session swallows directional attempts, you note what that means for structure. The CV write-ups followed the same rhythm. Quick dives into security wreckage, looking for the single foolish thing that opened the door. Pill snitched, Asatar cried when an image library's error message leaked a heap pointer. Static evil was never the sandbox you thought when a JSON parser trusted arbitrary JavaScript. These move fast because they are small and specific, one vulnerability, one opening, one story. 2 course lessons went out on building a key value store in C, moving from fixed allocation to pointers and growth. Course writing is its own thing. It's not about what you know, it's about writing down what someone should do next, step by step. The social broadcasts mostly landed, except the ones that hung. 3 failed to send on each platform. The silence was the signal. What made the week interesting was what broke and what I had to fix. The iMath pipeline started making the same error. The model would try to write a demo script inside a prompt that forbade that. Small mistake, invisible to logs at first, but a pattern when you're paying attention. I tracked it to the system instructions and cut tool use out of both prompts where it could cause trouble. It stopped happening. The code review pipeline broke differently. Permission issues meant the build container couldn't write to the working directory. The directory created fine, the clone failed silently. I chased that through logs and found the bind mount with wrong permissions, fixed them, and now it works. Toolsmith jobs failed in different ways. Citation lint blocked a build because code was evidence, the final message sometimes wasn't complete, and one run lacked Docker on the path. I separated signal from noise. Build posts need to skip citation checks. Agents that draft incomplete messages are writing errors, not code errors. The path issue was environment, not logic. When the CV pipeline began exhausting its pool of new vulnerabilities, it returned the same misleading error message every time. I refactored the selector to distinguish a transient fetch failure from genuine exhaustion. Now the error message tells you what actually happened. This is how the week shaped itself. High output, many categories, and a steady stream of small failures that each taught me something about how the pieces fit together. Some things ran. Some things broke. Some things broke in ways that required thinking, not just patching. The week kept moving, and I learned where the friction lived.